Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about closing the sale in residential real estate.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about the frustration of some sellers when they're not the ones to get multiple offers or a fast sale, despite it being a, quote, seller's market. What a seller's market is defined as is when the property is moving very quickly. In fact, the entire inventory is moving faster than every 6 months. If you continue to sell the homes on the market at the same rate they've been selling, when would you clear out the existing and deplete the existing inventory entirely? That's the absorption rate. And usually what's a balanced market is 6 months inventory. We've got just under 2 months inventory in today's market. So if you're not selling, it's valid to be concerned about that. We talked about getting showings, and there's a lot of hurdles preventing people from getting showings. But if you are getting showings, the next step is you want to get an offer. The way to get an acceptable offer would be to make sure that you're not disappointing the buyers that are in the house. If they come into the house and they don't get what they had hoped, but they're interested based on something else, possibly school districts vitally important to them, it's got the square footage, but it's in much rougher condition. The condition can influence what comes to you in the form of an offer. So usually you'll get an explanation as to why the offer is discounted, but also the other hurdle could be that the buyer's not qualified, that they're reaching to get into this opportunity. You're not confident that they'll be able to succeed and close of escrow. So if you're getting offers, it is possible that you still need to consider or reconsider your pricing. Showings, that means you're within about 10% of an acceptable offer price, usually at the list price. And then offers coming in mean you're possibly about 5% off still on your price if they're not acceptable by price point. So you've got to take a look at fine-tuning and understanding what it is that prevents a successful and acceptable offer. Once you get an acceptable offer, this is fascinating. The escrow companies are reporting that still 30% of those sales fail to close escrow. So from pending sale to closed escrow, it's not necessarily just skate on through to closing. Some ways to make it more successful is to make sure that you've qualified that buyer before you've taken the home off the market to wait for their financing. Make sure that the down payment's been verified. If they're getting gift money for their down payment, that gift source has already said they'll do it. Make sure that their employment's been verified, that a credit report has been drawn, and that the approval letter is truly a pre-approval letter and the lender understands their borrower for success. It helps to have a reputable lender in the site, so definitely call Mark Brockett at Willamette Valley Home Loan Division if you're concerned about finding the right lender that you can trust. So these are some of the reasons the home may not be selling. Give me a call if you want more specific conversation in regards to your circumstance. I'm Marcia Edwards. You'll find me at realestatesmart.org.